Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I am your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time joining, thank you so much for tuning in. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you have tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, thank you so much for coming back. It is definitely appreciated. It's March 27th. Jeez, it's already spring. Like, I'm super excited. Am I the only person that's been anticipating the new season? Spring forward into the season of growth, profusion, cornucopia. Plants and flowers are growing. I smell the abundance in the air. I can't be the only person, right? Even though I'm a summer baby, spring is definitely my season. I can brainstorm my ideas outside if I want to, at a restaurant if I want to, you know, like on those outside patios. Like, I like that kind of stuff. Spring, I just feel like it opens more doors and more options. And we need that. This is the time, I think, spring, I feel like, is the time you should start planting your seeds. For me, I'm planting peace, prosperity, and growth and knowledge. I just want to know more. So yeah, today's episode is about growth. Whether it's the truth or they're in denial, I'm not sure. I've definitely gone through a phase in my life where it's like, oh, this just can't be it. This can't be right. But I learned the longer you keep yourself in that blind spot, you become stagnant and you're not moving. How can you plant flowers and expect them to grow properly in the shade? Unless you're like the mediocre kind. You have to move from the shade to grow. It sounds like common sense, but you know, nowadays common sense just doesn't come so common. It's all about perspective, and you know, perspective separates the winners from the losers. Man, I feel like I'm getting off topic. If the shade doesn't go away, remove yourself from the shade. Accept the fact that the shade is doing you no justice. You can't grow in the shade unless you're mediocre. This analogy could be used in so many ways. Friendships, relationships, work, attaining your goals. Just remember, it's all about perspective. Do you want to blossom and grow, or you want to be stagnant in growth? Probably collecting dust, because at this point, you might as well be an artificial flower or an artificial plant. Only moving when somebody moves you. Man, that sounds awful. Good luck with that. So how does one get out of the shade? You have to have the desire to. Plants just don't water themselves unless they're lucky and they're outside and it rains. And yeah, it's spring and it rains. But what if it's the summertime? What are you going to do when the summer hits? When it's a drought? Now, don't get me wrong. Water is our nourishment in this scenario. But what if you overwater a plant? Your leaves fall off. If someone does too much for you, you begin to lose character. Now, if you don't get water at all, you shrivel up. You lose hope. You get scared. And it's okay to be scared sometimes. But I feel like people should get scared. It's good for our systems. Fear makes you see better. I feel like it makes you think better. And I feel like that's once you're used to harnessing it. So let's not hold ourselves back from growth and blossoming this spring. Now, on another note, spring is also the high peak for allergies. You can't get rid of them, but you can try to stay away from what it is that you're allergic to, because it's just annoying, you know? I'm allergic to negativity, ignorance, nonsense, stupidity. This list will go on for days. Do not let these allergies stop you from growing. Blow your nose, sneeze, whatever, and move around them. You're growing and you don't need that. By the end of the summer, I want to grow so much that I'm flourishing by the summer. You guys have no idea. I'm telling you, don't let the BS stunt your growth. Be like an aloe vera. Hold your water in, keep your composure, and grow regardless of what's going on around you. Set your settings. Either you're going to blossom or you're going to shrivel. I can only speak so much on that. That's all I have for you. Don't forget, April 2nd, next week, is Autism Awareness. You could easily win a $100 gift card for making people aware. Just check my Instagram at Gorgeous Detail, or you can see my Instagram, MJ Friends Blog, for more details. Also, remember to like, share, and repost this episode.